I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 2022 is set to be a record year for violence against Christians in Nigeria. The Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman says they're hearing stories about some kind of attack every week.
There's so many things that are going on in Nigeria, it is hard to even keep track, but God sees it, and that's why we need to partner with Him in praying and then also supporting our brothers and sisters in Christ.
The Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project recorded 31 attacks on churches and people linked to them in 2021. We're now halfway through this year, and there have already been more than 23 separate attacks on believers. VOM Canada helps persecuted Christians throughout Nigeria and pray for strength and courage for Nigeria's church leaders. And with any group project, it's important to know who's doing what so you're all on the same page. Apply that concept to the global group project of Bible translation, and you have the Forum of Bible Agencies International, or FOBI. Door International's Rob Meyer says FOBI members meet annually to coordinate and collaborate.
It includes some names that listeners may be familiar with, like Wycliffe, Seed Company, United Bible Societies, as well as organizations that are in more niche areas. Door, Deaf Missions, Deaf Bible Society, organizations that are involved in sign language Bible translation.
It'll take a team effort to reach the deaf. Only one of the world's 374 sign languages has a full Bible. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.